These family and friends of murdered journalist Herber Lopez are gathering for his wake. He was a manager of a news website in Mexico's southern state of Oaxaca and was shot dead on Thursday.
This was a cruel act done, without doubt, by unscrupulous people. I think our colleague didn't deserve that kind of warning, if that's what they wish to convey by shooting him five times.
Prosecutors say two suspects were arrested as they tried to leave the murder scene. Lopez had received threats before, but he'd not joined a government program that provides protection for around 500 journalists. His brother said trust in institutions is falling.
Lately, we've fallen victim to criminality, to abuse of power, situations that are beyond our control. As a media worker, I'm very worried. I trust in the authorities and ask them to do their job as they should.
Lopez is the fifth journalist to be murdered in Mexico this year. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says those responsible will be brought to justice.
It may be that these regrettable crimes are committed, but there is no impunity, zero impunity. It is not the same as before in all cases.
Reporters Without Borders says 90% of the murders of journalists go unpunished in Mexico. Many reporters are killed for working on stories about drug-related violence or government corruption.
Mexico is one of the most dangerous countries for journalists, and we're seen like that by the rest of the world. We're seen as a country where the authorities are not able to contain these crimes and end impunity. We've been asked time and again, what's happening in Mexico?
Journalists across Mexico know the dangers they face are rising, and they're urging the government to do much more to protect them. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.